For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. They wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, but you know, if you're looking to help Santa Claus out, check out Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service and buy one of those trailers. Maybe you need to help Santa haul some of those gifts, or maybe you're saying, oh no, I got a lot of stuff to haul. Well, may want to treat yourself or your family member or your husband or wife. Yeah, they got trailers. Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. A busy week this week. Lots of different farm news and topics to touch on. We begin by going to Canada, fellow farm broadcaster Dennis Guy.
Manitoba Premier Wab Kanew announced the new trade office would be established in the new year. British Columbia and Ontario already have trade offices in several major U.S. centers, including Washington, D.C. Last year, nearly half of Manitoba's agriculture and agri-food exports went to the U.S., and Manitoba's imports from the U.S. are also increasing. The province's agricultural ministry reports that U.S. imports have increased by about 6.5% annually over the past decade. Premier Wab Kanew says he is looking to staff the new Washington Trade Office with people who can connect in a way the incoming U.S. administration will appreciate.
We need folks who are, dare I say it,
a little Trumpy.
The return of a Trump administration has sparked concern for most export-reliant sectors. The incoming president's threatened 25% tariff on both Canadian and Mexican products is a major concern. The general manager of the Manitoba Port Council, Cam Dahl, was pleased to hear of a new trade office presence in Washington. Dahl is worried about Trump's tariff threat, and he is just as concerned about the USDA's new voluntary country of origin labeling, scheduled to be implemented in early 2026. The new version of COOL coincides with the review of the USMCA pact. Cam Dahl says that for all importers and exporters on both sides of the border, open markets across North America are absolutely necessary.
Ensure that this North American market is as seamless as possible. If the concern is that you have meat products coming from countries outside of North America, there are positive ways that we could look at putting labels on food. Why don't we have a product of North America label? That would actually help support our North American market rather than break it apart.
Manitoba has now eclipsed Ontario as Canada's largest hog and pork producer. Province produces more than 8 million pigs yearly, with 90% in the form of processed products and live animals shipped south into the United States. Dahl says that a new trade office opening anywhere is good news. What is happening in trade sanctions in North America is being reflected in more protectionism around the world.
We're kind of moving in the wrong direction for every export-oriented industry. It's introducing costs, introducing regulation where it's not needed. It points to this rise of protectionism around the world. Instead of making it more difficult to trade, we should be making it easier.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Let's go to fellow farm broadcaster Riley Smith at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. And talking farm equipment, talking maintenance, convenience, and getting things done right the first time.
Often referred to as the next step in farming, the Claas Connect digital ecosystem is a cloud-based platform that provides farmers with unprecedented access to vital information at their fingertips. Now, machine maintenance can be much more efficient and much less stressful. Daryl Tice, head of sales and marketing at Claas, said farmers are able to specifically see what exact parts they need for repairs and maintenance.
And it really enables you to get key product and relevant information. Some of the key items in there are the ability to see the machine telematics data. So where is the machine? How much fuel is it using? What are some of the alert codes? The other key value that customers really get is the ability to see our parts documentations or schematics. You can imagine when you're in the field and you're looking for a part and you want to get the exact part number when you call the parts desk at your local dealership. That parts doc tool really lets you do that.
Tice said that Claas Connect can make an already stressful time of year a bit easier for farmers.
A lot of customers have really found the value in that, and it just helps them do things right the first time, and that's what we're excited about, especially in the heat of the moment when it's harvest and you're trying to keep going and everyone's a little tired and a little stressed. whatever we can do to do things right the first time so that farmers can get more done. That's the goal, and Claas Connect is helping us do that.
With the specific data from Claas Connect, farmers can be confident that they are getting things done right the first time.
Sometimes when we're in the middle of harvest and we're sending somebody to go get parts, they may not know what part number or part they're going to pick up. So when the producer can call in and have the number ready and at hand, and we're not trying to describe the parts over the phone to the parts counter, we've really just seen efficiency and improvement in getting it right the first time. And that, to me, is certainly the number one thing customers are commenting about now, because it's in that moment, that high intensity moment, that we are able to take away some of that stress and just make things go a little bit smoother in one of the tougher times of the year.
That again was Daryl Tice, Head of Sales and Marketing at Claas. For more information, visit claas.com. I'm Riley Smith reporting.
All right, Riley, thank you very much. Finally, we go and check in with Rich Nelson, Chief Strategist at Allendale, as well. This week we heard supply and demand numbers, and Nelson says we did see some surprises in this latest report.
We certainly did. And normally these December reports are relatively quiet reports. USDA is done with production changes for U.S. crops until January, when we have a summary report. And typically they're not touching South America. So typically we're just looking at small changes for demand. And USDA, at least for corn, really made some large changes on this report. They lowered U.S. corn ending stocks by 200 million bushels, now just over 1.7, the largest decline we've ever seen for a December report. Port in history. So strong numbers there.
Nelson talks about the soybean and the wheat numbers.
Soybean side of things, they left all numbers unchanged on the U.S. balance sheet, 470 million bushels, and that's more or less reasonable. We can see what they did there. And as far as the wheat side, we did see a lightly declining ending stock number. They took off 20 million bushels in this report, now 795. Keep in mind for the wheat story, we still expect further good news ahead as we see higher U.S. exports from lower competition levels as the year starts over here next year here.
And finally, it talks about why December numbers fell.
A large 200 million bushel drop out of corn ending stocks. Now, 50 of that came from higher corn for ethanol numbers, and that's quite reasonable. You know, we're running production right now 4% over last year. Exports are doing quite well. So good news on the ethanol side. The surprise for us was 150 million bushels added to exports. So even before we hear our new president's official trade policy, USDA came out very confidently and made a clear statement. In other words, they feel these strong exports on the corn side will last and are valid and are not just tied to pre-trade policy buying here.
Rich Nelson of Allendale, and that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for today. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Have a good weekend.